Well, Junior, we're going to get to you in a moment to finish up about your crazy birthday weekend in Vegas.
You do not have to.
Should I be embarrassed? And I wasn't even there. Should I be embarrassed for you?
A co-worker doing what he did. Yeah, you should be embarrassed.
Sounds like I should.
You should be embarrassed. Surely. I don't even know why you're talking to me.
You do know some people go down there and wake up on Sunday and don't remember the fact that they got married.
Things you can't remember. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, and they don't have their liver. those stories?
No, I don't have a liver. And secondly, I did wake up with people I did not know.
Oh, God.
I did all of this.
Well, at least did you enjoy yourself? Did you have a good time?
Well, I don't know. I can remember.
Okay.
All I know is if they was there, we looked at each other, and she said, that's it.
Bye. But it's supposed to stay in Vegas. You do know that.
I do know that, but I'm on a radio show. I got to tell you, this is ridiculous.
All right, so Jay, can you give us a little enlightenment before we get to this Tupac story?
This is the third installment of The Lion King. Yeah. First of all, The Lion King, the cartoon, Lion King, the play, now mm-hmm. Lion King, the movie. I've seen every last one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tremendous. It's great.
How was
great.
Jay?
It's great, Tommy. And Junior, it was fantastic. All I
better
gotta say,
than the animation.
It's much better than animation.
It was?
I don't know.
Wow.
Yes. I don't know who directed these animals to do what these animals did, but they had these animals acting their ass off. Okay?
Wow. Not
no
real.
Problem. But there was one problem.
What?
What's that?
I love Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big Beyonce fan.
Yeah.
You know, but it just sounded weird when she came into the movie. It's like I kept thinking about Dreamgirls. I didn't know where this was going. It still sounded like she had that Dreamgirls voice.
Oh.
Don Glover did a great day. It's a great movie. She didn't like destroy the movie, but the movie was fantastic, man.
Don Glover's a bad boy, man.
Oh, yeah, he's a bad boy, man.
But
Don Glover's a bad boy.
I think Beyonce is such a superstar. She's just such a superstar. She has, like James Earl Jones, his voice is an iconic voice.
Iconic voice.
She has an iconic
amazing,
voice.
Man.
Yeah.
Amazing voice, man.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. I'm
she
glad
didn't kill
you
the movie,
it.
No. You got to go see it.
Oh,
no, she did a great job. Props out to her.
All right. Well, good thing.
And the kids didn't say a damn word. That was the most amazing thing.
They didn't?
Not one word out of these kids. I don't know if they want to pop something in their popcorn or they drink or something, but they didn't open their mouths one time.
I'm going to go see it today.
Well,
I'm going
to see it today.
I will too. And I will say this, $185 million.
Wow.
What?
Cha-ching.
They opened up at 185.
I mean, the critics didn't give it such great reviews.
No,
but $185 million for The Lion King.
I'm
so
smelling Lion King 2. Yes. I'm smelling Lion King 2. You smell it?
Yes.
I smell it. Lion King 2.
Yeah, making it one of the best openings ever. Wow. I mean, the critics were really pretty harsh on it. Yeah.
Lion King 2, Simba becomes the father.
All right, so we're going to switch gears here and go to Iowa. Iowa's former director of the Department of Human Services was recently fired, guys, over his love for Tupac, okay? Get this. His name is Jerry Foxhoven, and he's a 66-year-old white man that loves Tupac's music. So here's what got him fired. He emailed over 4,300 agency employees the lyrics to a Tupac song. The very next workday, the governor of Iowa demanded his resignation. This was not the first time he'd done something like this. During his 2 years as director of the Iowa Department of Human Services, Foxhoven sent his co-workers at least 3 Tupac-themed emails per week. And the day before what would have been Tupac's 48th birthday, Foxhoven emailed the entire staff and told them to honor this special occasion by listening to Tupac's music. He also created Tupac Fridays in the office and once brought in cookies with Thug Life written on them. So
the man loved Tupac.
So he loved Tupac, but you get fired because for your love of Tupac? Yeah.
No, he shouldn't get fired.
I don't think he should get fired. He just sent them.
Y'all gonna eat these Tupac cookies? I tell you that. Y'all gonna eat these Tupac cookies?
Now, if he like LaToya Jackson, that's a whole different thing, man. I mean,
why would you fire the man over Tupac?
Yeah, you can't fire the man over Tupac.
Over Tupac, great.
Yeah, Pac is a great artist, right?
Oh, yeah,
trust me, I know. I listen to him all weekend.
I can't wait to hear what you. What
Shirley,
off the air?
Surely don't ask me on that.
I can't wait, Junior.
Well, the other question, Junior, did you get a tattoo?
Yeah.
Jay, I was close. I was in the tattoo shop.
Piercing. Wow.
But when the person before me was getting a tattoo, I said, this ain't for me.
What was you going to get tattooed, Junior? Yeah.
It was going to be something in Chinese, but I couldn't be sure.
Because you can't speak Chinese.
Yeah, I don't speak Chinese.
It.
But they had one for me.
On that.
Okay, now if you say yes to this, we may not be friends anymore.
We're
I don't know. You didn't get a tattoo, but you were in the shop, so you were close.
Yes, yes.
Any piercings?
Yeah, do you get anything pierced?
No, I didn't get, Shirley, I didn't get anything pierced because I did not get anything pierced. But I'm telling you,
what
I did this weekend, you still would not be friends with me. It doesn't matter what I did. Shirley, you've been shamed to me, Shirley. You act like you didn't even know me.
One more question. I got another question. Did you film anything, Junior? Was a recording
Jay,
going?
There's a filming of me falling in the tub. Don't ask how I got in the tub. Don't ask who filmed it. But there is a filming of me falling in a tub.
One more question.
It's out there.
One more question. And Shirley has another question.
To your knowledge,
okay,
did you father any children this weekend?
Yes, yes.
To your knowledge,
Shirley, I'm expecting a call.
Any minute. Oh my God.
Probably 6 years from now, 26. Shirley, I didn't have any kids.
No,
but I'm
you
telling
didn't.
You, there's going to be a phone call in about 6 years, and
okay.
Say, "This is yours." I did.
Last question. Last question.
I did.
What nationality?
Asian.
Oh, that's why you was getting the Asian tattoo.
And come on, are you putting it together?
I'm putting it together.
Yes.
It together.
Yeah. So what? Okay. This is.
Hey, Hansan is yours. Hansan.
All right, we got to get out of here. Coming up next, it is Monday, so you know what that means. Deacon Def Jam, Reverend Motown, will be here in spirit right after this.